Chagas Olov is Tuesday night. Shari Yichud Amaisa Perek Hamishi, page Kufayin Hey. He's talking about the Yetzirah tries to get you to be cult. You have a desire, and this really touches upon the union of Yichud Amaisa, because this already, the way the Chagas Olov has defined it, this touches upon a person's desire to be respected and to be thought of as a man of culture, of letters, man of letters, and you could take part in a cocktail party conversation about politics and about Stephen Hawkins and Jane Austen, you know, like Rabbi Wine, you know. But that's a goal, yeah. But that's like, so, and Mameli, you'll do everything but learn. See, everybody's reading Jane Austen now. Everybody's at home reading Pride and Prejudice. That's where they are.
What?
Nothing. Pride and Prejudice.
He was joking. But you're not saying anything's wrong with
no, Chas v'Shalom. I'm saying, but if a person would devote himself, because the is talking about someone who would decide, I want to be that way, and would now devote himself and would start reading, and would start, that's what he's saying, and would start learning music, and would start learning literature, and the Yetzirah says, you know, you want to be like that. That was natural, you know, it was part of how he grew up. Yeah, exactly, that's what he's talking about. So now, he says, Osti Voitz, so we're on Kufayin Hey, like the last half of the page, Osti Voitz V'sichlecha. Again, this is his yesod that ultimately Ra is Sheker and Choshech, and you just have to chase it away with the Or and Seichel. So Tivoitz V'sichlecha the Tidrosh Or also. Be objective, be rational. See, Ayn Rand was an atheist, but she is a novelist, a philosopher, novelist. So she was the koach haseichel. That's like the supreme koach. So really, that's true. And certainly, we think so. The Chagas Olov keeps talking about it. The Chagas Olov says, if you're objective and not, you know, you don't take the shochad of the Yetzirah. You know, the Yetzirah also is pretty smart. So you have to like be strong. But really, all it takes is clear thinking, and you can chase them away. This is what I was, I guess that's what I was dashing about this night, because we're learning this in the Chayes HaLovus. Shem Tifne Oref, Ima Shem Yuchad L'chol L'Nafshecha, Midiyas HaTorah V'Kiyuma, Baladei Shor Madoim, if you neglect, you heard what the guy said last night? Every Jew has to be a Talmud Chacham. That's what he says, it's Hakdama. He wrote me, he liked my articles very much, till the end. Then he blasted me away in an email, because I said, L'maisa get a rof. So he said, no, you're mechuyev to do it. I said, you're 100% right, but I'm talking in the real world. I'm talking to 98% of the people that they could spend their whole lives and they wouldn't be able to climb out of muktzah. Because then the whole line, what are you talking about? You have the whole Torah to keep. What are you going to tell people who go to work for 8-10 hours a day? You're going to tell them to know what to do because they learned the sugi themselves. I said, you're not talking lamaisa. So I said, I wrote my articles for 98% of the people in the world. It's not bad.
And he wrote back?
But he didn't write back, but he wrote me a whole long thing about all the hechsherim that are Mamish treif, not stam, like the tuna fish. You heard what he held this night about OU tuna fish. So, not stam. Like, I made it, he also didn't like what I wrote, that every hash is good. I was like very liberal. Uh-huh. I was like a very flaming
politically
liberal.
Correct,
politically correct. I wrote, every hash is good. It's just a question. So he said, no, every hash is not good. He has a list of treif stuff that have hashery. And he wrote me a long letter. I have it. He wrote me a long letter of treif stuff. As I said, who's this Rogan? So that's how I knew it would be entertaining last night.
By the way, this morning, Jonathan Sasson.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, it's not a Shabbos thing.
It's a Shabbos. Nifal Shabbos.
Oh.
and it's a, you pull no, out, and they're attached.
But it's not for Shabbos.
What does it mean b'fal Shomer Shabbos?
It means the company is Shomer Shabbos. You're supporting Shomer Shabbos. Yeah. No, it's still terrible because it's machshel tons of people, and they should be on top of it. If they don't give a sham to pizza stores, or they claim not to, if the pizza store, sir, if you can't sit down after 8 o'clock, officially, and if that's an Eidechreides pizza store, I think after 8 o'clock there's no sitting down. You have to, the proprietors are mechuyev really to pick up the chairs and put them on the tables, and I think till 10 o'clock or something they can be like just take out. But so Kolshkin, they shouldn't like put their name on tissues, which was a joke to begin with. But they're saying not from Gneza.
Right.
But meanwhile, they're machshel tons of people. Taka, call them up. I should call them up. I'll tell you here to call them up. Anyway, so the Chavis Alvodas is saying, if you neglect Yedias HaTorah in favor of other Madoim Toivad, lo yeyuchal lefnei Hashem yisala bu'uma, imashin esakta b'chus, even Hashem really doesn't care. You go up to Hashem and you're cultured and you're educated, he doesn't care. He says, now, someone will say, and they'd be right, theoretically, if you use your knowledge for Shar HaBechina, so theoretically you've transformed it into a mitzvah. But that, again, we're talking about 98% of the people. 98% of the people that are misasik in these things do not do it in order to use as a stepping stone in Avodas Hashem for Shar HaBechina. So, and the Hanami, if you use it for a mitzvah, yeah, but it's not, in the real world, 98% of the people don't do that. Now, by the way, Oz Tivoyitz Besichlacha, the Sidrosh Hora also, you see that?
Mm-hmm.
From there until page Kuf Ayin Zion, just about the same place on the page, a little more up. V'yimlo Niftach Pesach Letavos. Yeah? Mm-hmm. That's the missing piece. From there to there is not in the regular printing of the Chavis Haldonis. He must have found the manuscript. I guess. It's Chavis Halbogus Lashon. It's not like he made it up. It fits. And it really doesn't even make sense. You see something's missing. Because if you how do you do that? Like there's something missing. It doesn't flow. Mm-hmm. Here it flows. Osti void for sich lecha. And I sat down. Lechora, yeah, it's just weird. The other one's mamish missing a piece and it doesn't even flow. Like you just read it and it doesn't really good, you go. Because I sat then today with like word by word, like line by line. Osti voice pasich l'chol the tidro shor also. Vos yodiyah choshem tifne or if you mashem yuchad l'chol anavshcha miyodiyah sator v'kiyumo baladei shor hamadom toivad. Lo yilchol l'fnei Hashem yisalam u'ma. He's an extremist. Imashem yisasakta by chutz mimena. I have to go to work. You have to go to work. That's okay. He's not talking about going to work. He's talking about sitting home reading, surfing the internet and reading Time Magazine and Architectural Digest and Atlantic Monthly. Right? And you know all this stuff. Scientific American. Sporting News. Sports Illustrated, race car, racing car digest. They have a magazine for everything. For Hitkish L'cha Shliach, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Ba'omer v'lo seichu b'chukos agoy. Very, very interesting that he looks at like teichu b'chukos agoy as an exhortation not to, like for Shari Yichin Amaisa, not to let the Yetzirah drag you into wanting, I guess, to be cultured, to be find favor in the eyes of the goyim. That's how he's. Now I don't know. Something funny here also because now he segues into a different aspect of being like the goyim. Asher darkam lefanos al mishpatei akochovim va'onanus l'chiyav olishlila del nachash va'ol v'chol adom lekach. Magic, you know, fortune telling, that kind of stuff. For osum kemish patehim, כמו שאומר עליה מקוסף, כי הגויים האלה שהתיורי שעושים אל מונן ואל קוסם משמו באת לא חן, וכבר מרשליח לימוס וכל מעבר בנו ביטו בו אש קוסם קסומים, ונסיפה היא attached, השם attached, so to speak, מעבר בנו ביטו בו אש אל קוסם קסומים, because it's just as bad, נשו מסוף כמולף, נשם יסלו ושוקל כמולסו לפונו בריחוקו, וחמו מן הנביאים חוזו על החקוסו במקומוס רבים, שאין לנו צורך לקובם כאן מחמוס פרסומים, וכבר אמר הקוסו, כי לא נחש ביעקב ולא קסם בישראל, ואמר החוסד לא כאלה חלק יעקב כי יצר הכל הוא. Let's stop here. So he like made a turn. First he was saying that you want to appear cultured and you want to be like them. I guess he's, Lechora, he's just saying another downside of it. Another downside is you'll be nimshach towards these things which take you away from Tomim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha, which take you away from Hashem. But it takes you away from Talmud Torah, that's what he was stressing till now. And then he's saying that you'll be like the Goyim, and the Goyim, they have a whole different life. They have different goals, they have different bikush, they have different, they're different. So he's talking about this difference, that they claim some in there, disconnected from Hashem by their use of divinations and magic. It certainly takes you away from the midah bitachon, the hismasrus lo, and being most nefesh for Hashem, that you're dedicated to Hashem, because you know you want to be with the goyim. I guess you know you go to a baseball game, it's like late sonus, you know, you go to a baseball game, you know, it's like it's hard to focus that, you know, life is serious, life is important, you have to be obeyed Hashem, you have to do things l'man shmo, and you have to, so it's hard to do that when you're sitting by a baseball game, you know, so that's what he says, if you know, Rav said, you know, to go to a baseball game, so if you're into the things that the non-Jews are into, so he says, I guess he's describing different ways that it takes you away from Hashem. He talked about Talmud Torah, he talked about Tomim Tia, Kaisim Ksomim, now he says, you know, it takes you away from Bitachon. You're not going to be Moser Nefesh, you're going to feel silly. You're going to be Moser Nefesh. Like, you know, you're with your friend, you're at a ball game, company, he's by a company dinner tonight, so, you know, okay, he's with Jews, but, you know, you have to stand up and say, oh, I got to dive in my rib. It's like, you know, you're embarrassed. My rib, what? Come on, man. What's the matter with you? What are you, crazy? You know, it's embarrassing. That's what he's talking about. Like, someone's at a company dinner, and he's going to dive in my rib. When he gets home, okay, he'll dive in Biachidus. He has the Shaila, my rib is the Shus, company dinner, Shaila Parnosa. Okay, but now he has to say Kriyat Shema before Chatzos. I'm giving you like a real example. So he has to like go away for a few moments, two minutes, and yeah, he's not going to feel like it. At that moment when he's sitting there with these guys and they're making jokes and they're kibitzing and they're talking about everything, Kriya Shema before Chatzos doesn't seem all that important to him anymore. Like he's in their world. That's what Chaim Golovitz is talking about. He's in their world. In their world, like, and then he can justify it. It's only lechatchila. Not talking about missing Ma'ariv, Chas V'Shalom, I'm going to daven in Ma'ariv, you know. Kriya Shema before Chatzos, come on. Like, you don't have that hismasrus at that moment. V'kabolos mishpotu gzeirosu barotzon. When things happen to you, you have to be on a very high madrega. You have to be, this is, ki am kodesh atel l'shem alokecha, am segula. You know, we have to be in a madrega. It's a very high madrega. You know, we talk about it, and it's very hard. Things happen to people, tragedies happen to people. And the idea of being mekabel din shemayim, bi'avol, b'simcha, it's like, whoa, forget about b'simcha, just to be mekabel it, b'rotzon, you know, not to have tainus, not to be kari tagar on Hashem. So it's hard. And if you're in a different world, it's not going to go. Vilu haya mishpat vagzeira ba'osher v'hofcho mesurim lemishpatei hakochom vonos v'chol adom lekach. And if you are involved with the goyim, with the kachovim, with this, so and you say, okay, I have bitochen in Hashem, but you know you're involved with these people. You say, why did the war start? It's mamish true. Like if you're in an environment, you go to work every day, and you work with chilonim, and they're talking, and there's a war going on. And they're talking about strategy. You're in an environment where they talk about, like, there's no mention of Hashem. So they talk about the strategy and the political decisions that are being made and this. And like, you want to maintain a certain, you want to maintain a certain detachment from that and say, you know, bitachon, it's up to Hashem, and Hashem, leiv melachim b'yad Hashem. But you know, you can't. Like you know, you feel stupid. You feel like it's not real. It's not real. Like you're in that environment where it's not real. And even for yourself, you feel like silly. And it's very, very hard to be so detached from your environment that you mamish could maintain, like, you know, that level of dveikus in Hashem, where people are chattering about the dollar going up and the dollar going down and the Bank of Israel and imports, exports, you know, the banks, Obama, and you're like, you want to maintain a certain focus on Hashem. It's very, very hard. That's what he's saying here. Now he goes off on a super-duper-duper tangent. Because he went off on a tangent of where he talked about Chukas HaGoy, and he said, like, don't involve yourself with them. And then he talked about Koisim Ksomim and going away from Hashem. So now he makes like a total tangent, and now he's asking Akasha that you find places in Nach where the figures in Nach, the Chora used Ksamim, and we know Eliezer, he doesn't say Eliezer, because we know all the Terutzim of Eliezer, but really, it's a Gemara, right? The Tosfos, and the Rishonim, and the Maseches Chagiga or Tainus, I got them mixed up, Chagiga, I think, talk about that it's called Nichush, and how could it be Mutter, and we are used to the idea. And some Rishonim do answer that Rivka was doing Chesed, and it wasn't Nichush. It was Pashut who's going to do Chesed, but it's really described by the Gemara as a Nichush. So he goes off Vimyomer Adam in Emetzinu Gidon Ben Yoash, also Al Pi Ha'onanus. That's Ma'onein. The Dimyon Hamakshem Achshavto, when he went to war, so he said, let's hear what they're talking about, and that'll be our simon. If they're talking defeatist, so we'll attack, even though they overwhelmingly outnumber us. But if they're talking the gaiva and this, so then we'll steer clear. He said, okay, let's attack. He said, Lahore, that was Nichush. That's where he went. Lahore, it's Nichush. What Gidon did was Nichush. I just told you how terrible Nichush is. And now Gidon did Nichush. Onu Omrim, Ki Hashem Tzivohu Bekach. Very big Kiddush. He says Hashem gave him that simon. Doesn't say it Nach. If Yishyadu Alafon of Choser Bitchono, Bitzitkoso, his lack of reliance in his own Sitkus, Vaktenosu Esatzmo, so he didn't have it right. Umotzochein b'nei Hashem b'kach, v'chibin shadover kein, that he was motzochein b'nei Hashem, are yotzu mechal ha'onanus. He says, Hashem guided him. I don't know. I have to look in the Mepharshim. I didn't prepare this part. He says, sivo b'kach. Once it was sivo b'kach, why does he make it sound like a big kiddush? V'chibin shakein, are yotzu mechal ha'onanus. That's like a very weak statement if Hashem told him to do. Hashem gave him the siman, It's very weak to say Hashem Tzivol B'Kach. That's like weird. Okay, we'll stop there.